Welcome to the Spoken Gospel Podcast. Spoken Gospel is a ministry that's dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. In Luke 24, Jesus told his disciples that every part of the Bible was about him. So each week, hosts David and Seth work through a passage of Scripture to see how it's all about Jesus and his good news. Let's jump in.
All right, well, welcome everyone to a very special episode of the Spoken Gospel Podcast. We are going to jump back into the book of Jonah.
Right, yeah. Just for our podcast audience.
Right, so. As you remember, we were broadcasting on YouTube the whole Jonah series, but we right after we stopped hitting record on our fourth
episode. We just kept talking about all the things we missed, and yes. We're like, how do we not see this connection to Jesus, and it's not on YouTube?
That's what happens when you slow down a little bit, yes. Make coffee, and think about it. So we were like, we have to record this just for our podcast audience, so this is our Jonah special episode hyphen
what
only
we missed
only the good stuff comma what we missed colon only the Jesus turns
only the Jesus turn and it's gonna be great. Yes. So to start off with, in Jewish tradition,
right,
the book of Jonah was read during the Day of Atonement.
Okay, right. And if in the Day of Atonement, if you need a refresher course, Leviticus 16, it's the high point not only of the book of Leviticus but of the whole Torah.
Yeah.
And it is the day on which all of Israel's sins are atoned for.
Right. And so now you have this really fascinating book.
Yeah.
About read on the Day of Atonement.
Right. And it's like a book about atonement for your oppressors.
Yeah. And in a book that rebukes Israel for their own sin, personified in the character of Jonah.
Right. Why read this book on the Day of
like,
Atonement?
It's a very biting book. It's a book that convicts everybody there. That's why they read it, I guess.
Because the Day of Atonement, it Leviticus 16 tells you to be somber the whole day.
Yeah.
It's a somber day. And to read this book is to be like, oh, not only have I sinned by sinning against my neighbor, it's like they're repenting even for their, like, refusal to go bless the nations. Like they're joining themselves with Jonah, identifying themselves with Jonah as representative of Israel, saying, man, maybe we deserve to be cut off from the promised land. Maybe we deserved exile. Oh, woe is us. Now we can make a sacrifice.
Right. So they're repenting. So Jews throughout history would repent for the sin of Jonah.
Mm.
They repented for their failure to extend mercy to their oppressors.
Right.
And for their failure to live up to God's own covenant commands to bless the world.
Yeah.
Right? Like that was like the original purpose of Israel.
Right.
By their following of God, they would bless the nations. Jonah did not do that as a representative of Israel.
Yeah.
And Israel, while they remained in exile, failed to do it as well.
Yeah.
So they read on the Day of Atonement to mourn, lament, and repent of their failure as God's people.
Yeah. It's really interesting to then think about reading Jonah on the Day of Atonement as a Christian. Because our Day of Atonement is the day Jesus died on the cross.
Yeah.
Like, that's the day that the final sacrificial lamb was slain.
I'm just imagining some church trying to preach Jonah on Easter Sunday.
That would be a difficult task.
I guess it makes me really excited. Like, if I wanted to plan a church, we're starting on Easter Sunday, and it's the book of Jonah.
It's like, wait, what are you doing? But it's like, how are the nations blessed? By the covenant of God, by God's salvation. Like, how could the wicked, cut-off nations be blessed? Like, we talked about how evil and violent the Assyrians were.
Yeah.
Like, is God evil for blessing them?
Right. So Jonah is on the top of the mountain,
remember,
and he calls God evil for extending mercy to the Ninevites.
Right. And it's like, well, he would have been, just like he would have been evil to pass over the sins of his own people Israel had it not been for the Day of Atonement, that sins were righted, that wrongs were put back, that justice was done. And on our Day of Atonement, Jesus died on the cross for our sins, for the sins of the whole world, for the sins of the nations, so that God would be proven as not evil to save the nations, but good as just and justifier.
Yeah.
Because Jesus died
like
on our new Day of Atonement. It's interesting.
So, no, it's Yeah. Good news. That's like Jesus, if Jesus is the fulfillment of the Day of Atonement, and the book of Jonah acts as a way for us to repeat our own failures to be God's chosen people.
Yeah.
There is forgiveness for us in Jesus when we fail to live up to his covenant commands.
Yeah.
It's good news.
Okay, so that was the first one.
That was the first one.
What's the second one?
Well, the second one continues to basically lean into the same idea, but Jonah, when he's on top of the mountain and he sees the mercy God extends to Nineveh, he calls it evil.
Right.
He calls it exceedingly evil that God would extend mercy to Israel's enemies while allowing Israel to remain in exile.
Right.
Because a breaking of the promise to Jonah, right?
Right. We were your chosen people. Like, how are you going to go back on your covenant and show, like, forgiveness to these heathens?
Right. And remember, Nineveh was a superpower at the time. Right. So showing mercy to Nineveh kind of was a death sentence to Israel. And eventually it would be.
It was.
It was a death sentence to Israel. So Jonah is like, on to some of the tension.
Asking a completely unfounded question.
Right. It's like, how can God's mercy towards the oppressor be reconciled with God's commitment to the oppressed?
Right.
On a most general level.
Yes.
But then what about God's chosen people versus the nations he has not chosen?
Right. And so Jonah, as representative of Israel, looking down at their future captors and oppressors and exilers, refuses to give the repentance that God wants to give to them. He refuses to forgive them. He refuses to
extend mercy
to them. Yeah. Instead, he just sits there in judgment over them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But remember what Jesus talks about being the sign of Jonah.
Uh-huh.
And I just kept, so if Jonah is representative of Israel in one sense, Jesus is the ultimate representation of Israel, exiled by the powers. Right?
Yes.
He's in exile as a Jewish citizen under Roman oppression.
Uh-huh. Even exiled in a sense as a Galilean.
Yes.
You know, he's not a Judean. He doesn't live in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Galilean.
Yep. And eventually he will die. And there's enough biblical evidence to talk to about his death as a type of exile.
Right.
Just like Israel died.
He died. He did not die in the city, you know, in this very Jewish way. He was... and it says cursed is, Deuteronomy says cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree. So not only was he crucified outside the city walls, exiled from Jerusalem, he died as a cut off one on the tree.
And if Jonah is somewhat right to be offended that God would show mercy to the oppressors when God's own people were being judged, how much more of a scandal is it for God to refuse to extend mercy to his own son as he's murdered and crucified on the cross, while his oppressors on the cross, Jesus says, are forgiven.
Right.
Jesus.
He's sitting there like the embodiment of being a forsaken Israelite. My God, why have you forsaken me?
Right.
I mean, you could almost hear Jonah praying that prayer on the mountain overlooking Nineveh.
Yes.
God, why are you forsaking me and going after Nineveh? Why would you do
that? What did I plan? Why are you forsaking me, God?
Yeah, where did my plan go? You're forsaking me. Yeah. But Jesus was actually cut off from God, actually exiled, and yet in that moment did not do what Jonah did.
Jonah called that type of mercy evil. But Jesus... And what did Moses refuse to do? He refused to extend mercy to Nineveh.
Right.
But Jesus on the cross says, Father, forgive them.
Right.
He forgives the same people Jonah refuses to. And remember what Jonah says what God says at the very end of the book of Jonah about Nineveh? They don't know their right hand from their left hand.
Yes, this is our third big realization that we made.
Which just means they don't know what they're doing.
They don't to not know your right from your left is an Old Testament way to talk about ignorance. Like you don't know good and evil.
You don't know the right way to live. You don't know God's way to live.
You're not wise. You just don't. You don't know what you're doing. And so Jesus,
he's reversing what Jonah does, says, "Father, forgive him," because
they don't know their right hand from their left. They don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing.
And so Jesus is pulling on the story of Jonah, and if you haven't seen that yet, he's this exiled, prophet gone to the nations, all this stuff. I mean, they cast lots on the boat, in Jonah's boat.
Right.
Right? They cast lots for Jesus' clothing. Like, the story of Jonah is really repeating itself. And then for him to say the words of God very closely here, mm-hmm. where he's like, shouldn't I save Nineveh? Because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know their right hand from their left. Jesus forgives them because they don't know their right hand from their left.
He does exactly the opposite of what Jonah did.
Yes. And it's like there's this profound mercy and almost like sympathy in that statement. Like,
mm-hmm.
he's not saying, like, God forgive them because they're a bunch of simpletons.
Yeah.
God forgive them because they're just idiots. No, that's not what's happening here. He's like, Nineveh hadn't been trained in the way of the Lord. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
the people crucified them did not know they were crucifying the Lord of glory, Acts says. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't know. And so, like, they just did not know what they were doing. And there's this sympathy that, like, I'm reminded of the psalm that says, like, he knows that we are mortal, that we are but flesh.
Yeah.
It's like, he knows that we are like grass that withers. Like, there's this sympathy mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. Almighty God shows to human beings that, like, man, sometimes we just don't know what we're doing. There's this sympathy that yeah. Jesus showed to his persecutors that Jonah refused to show to the Ninevites.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Jonah also would rather have died
yes.
than see God's mercy extended to his enemies.
Right.
But Jesus willingly dies
yeah.
to extend mercy to his enemies.
Right.
Jesus willingly does what Jonah wanted to use as an escape.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus wanted to enter into death to save his enemies. Jonah wanted to escape to death to not see God's mercy.
Right.
Jesus is the better Jonah.
Yes.
He's the better Jonah.
He's the much better Jonah. Yeah, it's so good. So that was what was on our minds.
That was what was on our minds. And we were like, we have to put this on the podcast.
Run back in the podcast studio and record this. Yeah.
So again, guys, thank you so much for listening for so long. 500,000 downloads. It feels like a huge, humbling milestone
yeah.
for us behind the scenes. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being a part of this community. We're happy to do what we do.
Yeah, that's now that is officially the Book of Jonah.
That is officially
now, we've now signed off on this. So yeah, thank you all for listening, like Seth said, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Spoken Gospel Podcast. Spoken Gospel creates short films, devotionals, and podcasts like this one. Everything we make is free because of generous supporters like you. To see our resources, visit SpokenGospel.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks for listening. See you next week.